BBC, Holby City, starring Edward McLean as Greg, Lashana Jolly as Elizabeth, Lauren Drummond as Chantel, and Leila Ruas as Sahira. Walk the Line by Dana Fenaru. Previously, Frida to Sasha.
My dad died this morning.
Look, of course you can have a week off.
I will finish my shift.
If God decides it's my time, I don't want you interfering.
Save her. Whatever it takes, please.
You know what I'm talking about. Don't you?
I'm sorry.
Greg places a keyring in his friend Andy's hand. A new day. Greg's in the shower, water gushing down on top of him. As the sounds echo through his mind, he leans his forehead against the tiles and grimaces, his eyes closed. On Darwin, Andy dials his phone while sitting on the edge of his bed.
Hello?
Hello, Mum?
He trembles, upset. Looking on edge, Greg's listening to music while standing at the front of a crowded lift. He arrives in Darwin's reception as a middle-aged man with a bandaged head injury is wheeled past. Sahira and Hansen approach.
It's okay, but there's bleeding from the lungs and a tear on the liver.
Ah, Mr. Douglas, you've resurfaced. Good, Miss Shaw was about to call for a locum. You have your gastric problems? And here's hoping that you have, considering the day ahead of you. A light aircraft came down on descent to Bristol Airport. We have four adults with severe trauma injuries, so most of us will be running between theatres. You'll have to captain the ship here, please. See you on the ice.
Sarah.
Must have been a vicious bug.
I was going to call
no,
you.
No, no, I get it. It's none of my business. You want me off your back, but if that's what you want, that's what you'll get. Anyway, Miss Wiseman needs to be prepped, just waiting on two referrals from the ED. You're looking for someone. He's still here, but not for long. He's been discharged today. That is, if you can manage it, just waiting on his meds.
Morning.
Have you two met? This is,
Just been transferred from Pease. Clakey.
Or you can just call her Nurse Jones.
So you want me to discharge her?
What, you think I engineered this plane crash just to push the two of you back into each other's arms? Right. Anyway, rejoice. The pack of lies you told him obviously did the trick. He hasn't asked for you again.
All right, I get it. Now cut it out.
Excellent. All yours.
He lets Nurse Jones, the petite brunette, go through a door first. She smiles at him sweetly. Outside ITU, Elizabeth's watching as Rick leaves her mother's bedside carrying a file.
You can go in, you know.
No, I'm already late. How is she?
She's getting there. Definitely. More to the point, how are you?
Oh, fine. Fine, I'm good.
There's still a long way to go, and she's very frail. And it's not just the physical issues that we're going to have to keep on top of. She's going to need a lot of support. But there's no reason why we can't do that on Keller.
Oh, that's great. When do you think?
Today.
Today?
That is good news, isn't it?
Sure. It's great.
She looks overwhelmed. With a smile and a nod, Rick heads down the corridor. Greg splashes his face in a basin in the gents, then looks at himself in the mirror. He freezes when Andy steps out of a cubicle behind.
Hello again. Back in time to say goodbye.
Your mother said what?
She said if I don't go back to work ASAP, it will be me in the coffin next.
That's brilliant. Oh, it's so good to have you back. So, how are you doing?
Life is a bitch and then you die. End of. She gave you these as a thank you present.
Oh, wow.
For getting in there on time for my dad's funeral.
Ukrainian chocolates.
These come with a health warning.
Mate, just about to have you paged. We're going into Keller Theatre together. Oh, and Chrissy wanted me to talk through the weekend with you, yeah?
Yeah, of course. No sweat.
Oh, Dan, do you fancy a chocolate?
Hello. Yeah, I'm still here. And I'm still waiting, so any time today, any time at all would be really appreciated.
Sorry.
Yeah, you sounded.
Got my text? Double shot?
What a start.
What? Oh, hello there. I text my order in.
Do you know?
Top myself an AAU without one of these.
Grim. She's an AAU?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's the new F1.
Oh, joy to the world. Suddenly miss Ukraine.
You must be Frida.
Greg's by Andy's bed.
The nurse will go through this, but you need to make an appointment with your GP to check in the scar in at least 3 days. And you need to take one of these at least 4 times a day, and the diazepam. And make sure you keep on top of it. Take them regularly.
Sure.
Thanks. All right, then.
They don't know jack about you, do they? The people you work with.
Not much to know.
Is that why you lied? About what happened? Noel, he might be dead, but what he did to us, it's never gonna go away. Never.
Nothing happened to me. Look after yourself. I mean it.
Kel. I'm away today. You have to tell me. Oh, I have to know.
There's nothing to tell.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Chantel sees Elizabeth by the shop trolley.
180 calories? Isn't this meant to be low fat? I reckon that's right.
I've no idea.
I've got this brilliant app on my phone. It counts your calories for you. And it's a pedometer, so it counts your steps for you too. And then it takes your steps away from your calories. Brilliant.
I don't really know much about...
I'm in AAU today, so I thought, oh, I'll get myself a little treat. Well, more of a snack, really. Don't get a chance for a loo break in there. Oh, I get that one. I love lavender. The other one's a bit linging. You treating yourself? Good for you.
Actually, it's for my mum.
Oh, of course. How is she? I knew she'd pull through. Mr Griffin's so brilliant, isn't he?
Yes, excuse me.
You should sue the council, you know. Take him to the cleaners.
Sorry?
The same thing happened to my gran. The boiler blew up because it hadn't been serviced. I bet it was something like that, wasn't it? I knew it. It's criminal what they get away with.
Yeah, sorry, I've got a lot to be getting on with.
Chantel goes to pay.
Oh, wrong counter.
Andy's dressed.
Excuse me.
A nurse has come to change the bed.
Sorry.
He stands, pulls his hold all over his shoulder, then picks up his paper bag of meds. He takes a few awkward steps forward, then glances over to the ward where Greg's working. Their eyes meet, then they both look away. Frida and Eddie see Lulu and Michael laughing.
That is some serious psyching up action going on over there.
Uh-huh. Yesterday she was banging on about having his mobile phone number. He gave it to her, apparently, so she could call any time.
Yeah, her and half of females in Holby.
Well, look who is back. I missed you. Never thought I'd say that before. And look, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to catch you.
I'm fine. I'm a tough cookie.
Who's got Mrs. Batterjee?
Me.
Oh, she says she's been waiting ages for her scan results.
And that would be because... Let's see, no? They're not here yet.
Okay, Dr. Petrenko, this is Dr. Hutchison.
We've met.
Have we?
I like the hair. It's very...
Right. Mr. Spence, about the students' tour.
Say what?
Yeah, I forgot to remind you about the students.
Oh, well, that's not going to happen. This airplane crash means that this is literally a flying visit, no pun intended. I'm stuck in theater all day, so I'm going to leave it to you guys to sort it out.
I'm here, so it's...
Ladies, take it easy. I'll make you wrestle for it in a second.
Go for it. The students are all yours.
You don't mind, do you?
Of course she doesn't. Underneath that hostile glare lies eternal gratitude. You'll get him, Tiger.
Frida and Eddie See Michael check Lulu out as she totters away.
Oh, come on.
Elizabeth's nervously arranging the toiletries she's bought on a bedside table. Chantelle accompanies Simone as she's wheeled over.
And you're right by the telly. I might even leave you the remote so you can change channels wherever you fancy. Ooh, we might be able to catch the end of Bargain Hunt. I love that show. Ah, look who's here. Oh, you two look so much alike. Here, let me take that.
No.
It's best to leave it. It's okay, Mum.
Of course it is. I know what you mean. You never can be too careful. Here we go. There you are. Oopsie daisy. There's a good girl. I'll be right back.
Hang on a second. What are you...
Don't worry, I'm on top of everything.
You said you're on AAU today.
I know. Change of plan. Mr. Griffin talked to me. I'm her named nurse. It's okay. It's all in here. X-ray on arrival, regular chest physio, maintenance on IV fluids and monitor urine output. Don't worry about a thing. She's going to get the presidential treatment.
So he's just at the theatre?
Yeah. ITU's full. Michelle requested for getting into HDU. She'll come down as soon as there's a break.
Okay. We need some help here. Check if the next of kin are aware. Right, peeps, we're dealing with a flailed chest. Can we get another further 3 units? And we need ortho to take a look at these limb injuries. What have you got for me? Right. She'll need to go for a CT scan and hassle the lab for bloods. Yep, book him in for an echo.
Mr. Douglas! He started fitting in the lift.
Well, he was fine. He was... get 1 milligram lorazepam and an oxygen mask. Keep it 100%. We need to run an echo. Come on, come on!
An unconscious Andy's wheeled away on a gurney. Chantelle's about to take Simone's temperature.
Just popping this in your ear. Oh, sorry. Let's just have another go.
Pushing and prodding, it never ends, does it?
There's a good girl.
I'm not a child, you know. Oh, watch what you're doing.
Okay, let me do that.
What?
There we go. 37.8. That's it.
Good.
I was doing it. You didn't need to.
Can I have a word, please? I think it's best if I take over.
But I was just getting to know her.
But she seems pretty agitated. I'm not saying it's you, but...
I was specially asked to do this by Mr. Griffin, you know.
Specially? What do you mean specially? What did he say?
Oh, nothing. I just mean... Well, obviously, it's complicated, and having to look after your own mother... Well,
Well, I'm the senior nurse here, so it's really up to me.
But...
And I think I'm making the right call. So if you could continue with the meds round.
Lulu walks out of the lift, holding a dress in a plastic cover.
Dr. Hutchison, the students aren't coming till lunchtime. You're not skiving all the way till then.
Who's skiving? I had to pick up my dry cleaning.
What?
You don't expect me to take a tour looking like...
Me?
I'm not wearing scrubs.
Do not forsake me, oh, my darling.
Oh, no. Poor Trevor.
You know him?
Yeah. Oh, Tourette's, OCD, and alcohol addiction. He ends up in homeless shelter sometimes, and they send him here when he can't pee anymore.
Do not forsake me, oh, my darling.
Oh, how could I, Trevor?
Ben Anderson.
What happened? Did you forget to make your follow-up appointment?
Oh, my God, someone needs a bath.
Oh, sorry.
There's no need to be sorry. We need to catheterize.
Uh-huh. And Dr. Hutchison, we may need some help with that bath.
Nice try. No can do.
Absolutely. We don't need to. Go.
So no further convulsions for 10 minutes. SATs 92%, BP 90 over 70. Let's give him 500 mils of Jell-O.
What's happening?
We don't know yet. Has this ever happened before, a fit? A convulsion like this? Andy.
So now you want to talk, huh? Of course you do. So you can shift me out.
Quit playing with me. I'm trying to help you. Right, suit yourself.
Leeds United. Oh, it was scouted, wasn't we? Somewhere in 93. The next big thing. Do you remember? No. Of course you wouldn't. We would, you? You were long gone by then.
Anyway, the fit.
Noel. came with me. Right before the trial. I had a fit. I couldn't go on. It was in the dressing room. There was people all around me.
Right, okay. Okay.
I just heard. What happened?
This is what we're trying to establish.
Excuse me. Can I take a look at that?
Sahira reads the notes.
I got you your face cream. When you feel better, I feel like a wash, I got you this. Are you okay? Here.
She's like a fucker on that girl.
I know. I'm gonna have to hand out earplugs.
I wonder she needs all that gloss. Her lips must get dry.
Oh, actually, I've got you some lip balm.
She applies some to her.
I could get you some magazines.
Maybe.
Oh, I'll get you some.
Seeing Rick enter, Elizabeth hurries over.
Mr. Griffin.
Ah, there you are. Can I have a word?
If you're thinking I missed something when I discharged him.
Did I say that? Okay, possible unexpected complication of the op. Stroke, maybe.
That's the grim option. He's no longer an AF. The convulsions have stopped, so maybe the damage has been done.
Okay, well, we need to...
I know. Continuous ECG monitoring, FBCs, clottings, UNDs, LFT, CRP, and order a chest X-ray and an echo. Aren't you due back in theatre?
For the millionth time, what is going on?
What?
Well, 4 days ago, you couldn't wait for me to take over, and now you can't wait to get rid of me.
Haven't you got enough on your plate today? There's a post-operative patient waiting for you in HDU.
I can handle it. What I can't handle is another post-operative patient being carted back straight into the arms of a reluctant physician.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
I'm sorry. You still seem a bit agitated.
Give me a break, will you?
Look. I'm over it. Forget it. I promise, if I need you, I will call you.
Make sure you do.
What do you mean a psychiatric assessment? When?
As soon as possible.
But you've just transferred her. She's still in pain. She is scared and she doesn't trust anyone.
Which is why the sooner that she gets the help that she needs, the better. Look. This hasn't exactly come out of the blue. The psychiatric team have been aware of her for some time, even before the incident.
Which... Aware?
Elizabeth, please, believe it or not, I am trying to help.
And look what happened the last time you tried to help. That's how she ended up in this state.
This problem isn't going to go away.
So you're just going to lock her away in some psychiatric ward? Is that it?
Look, we can't rule out that possibility. But let's cross one bridge at a time. The important thing is to understand the problem first.
No, that is what you're saying.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. The whole point is that I am not an expert.
Exactly. I know her better than anyone. It should be up to me.
Elizabeth.
And I think she needs more time to get used to this.
Hang on.
Get used to me.
Listen to me. Please.
He persuades her to turn back to him.
Imagine that she weren't your mother. Knowing what you know, what would you do?
But she is my mother.
Greg to Nurse Jones.
What, you've double-checked? These are definitely his results.
Yeah, of course they are.
I don't get it. Makes no sense. His protein's normal, no elevated white blood cells. Where's the tox?
Still waiting.
Chase the lab. Has he said anything?
Nothing. Just lies there looking up at the ceiling.
Where's his latest stats?
Greg looks at Andy's file.
Didn't you think to mention he's tachycardic?
Just take deep breaths. Yeah, even breaths. There she goes.
I love you. Sorry. I'm a...
Grab her.
Trevor grabbed Eddie's bottom.
Oh, there's a bit of blood in this.
Trevor? I would like to run a few more tests, okay?
I'm looking for the latest AAU theatre statistics.
Well, I'm a bit busy right now. I mean, unless you want to pitch in.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Why don't you ring Mr. Spence? You have his mobile number, no?
Don't be ridiculous. I'm not going to interrupt him in the middle of theatre.
I could call him. He'd pick up if it was me.
You?
Yeah.
I don't know. If I should, it's getting a bit complicated.
Mm. Complicated?
Yeah. When I was at home, he just kept emailing me like 5 times a day and kept calling, which was sweet. But I just never thought of him that way. Yeah. So, would you like me to call him?
No, I'm fine.
Trying to hide her disappointment, Lulu sweeps out.
That was too easy. Princess Smarty Pants is not so smarty.
Okay, I'll look it up. Right, it says here a banana is 115 calories, low in sodium, low in saturated fat, whatever that is. I can never tell one fat from another.
You know, you really shouldn't have your mobile phone on.
Oh, I know, sorry.
She's not bothering anyone, is she? Look up Flapjack.
Okay, let me just type it in. Is Flapjack one word or two?
Excuse me. I said no mobile phones.
Right.
She goes.
Sorry about that.
I know what you're trying to do, you know. Trying to keep everyone away from me. Bringing me magazines, all that. But there's no point. I know what you did, girl. You told them to bring me back.
No, I...
It's all right. I forgive you. Doesn't mean I trust you, though. Just as soon as I'm back on my feet, I'm out of
Mom,
here.
Mom.
Don't touch me!
Why don't you let me have a look at your
No.
mind? Look, I know you want to punish me, but there is no point in you suffering. Your morphine's due.
Just get away from me! You're deaf!
Fine. Have it your way.
Elizabeth walks away looking upset. Greg's performing an echo on Andy's chest.
What's wrong? You can't find my heart?
This fit you mentioned. Did you ever see a doctor?
No. It was a one-off. No club was ever going to look at me after that. I suppose the one good thing was it got him off my back. Good old Noel. He couldn't wait to go home. I guess after he saw me foaming at the mouth, I kind of lost my X factor.
You didn't call?
What, my folks? What do you think? I left home a hero. I loved Noel. Thought he was a good bloke. We all did. Caleb would have killed him.
Greg's absorbed in thought.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, that, my friend, was the beginning of the end.
Nurse Jones is looking through a file.
Come on, are you seriously telling me there's nothing since 2004?
I don't know. I'll check with medical records.
Whatever. Look, we need them.
Right, well, I'll get on with it.
Yeah, get him in for a CT scan now.
I'll try book one, shall I?
Do you know what? Forget about it. I'll take him myself. You just call them and say I'm on my way.
Looking flustered, she picks up a phone. Elizabeth's packing fresh medical supplies into a trolley.
Can I have a word?
Sure.
Have I done something to upset you? Because there's a vibe. Like, first you try and take me off your mum's case and then you tell me off about using my phone. I was only trying to cheer her up. I know you're worried about her, but I haven't actually done anything wrong.
Can we have this discussion some other time?
I'm just saying, I was only trying to help.
And I've told you, I don't need any help. Mum!
She's on the floor.
So how long have I got left then? Just with you being nice and all, I figured it must be good.
Don't be an agent. You still have some metal in you?
The key ring.
Have you kept yours?
No, I...
86 World Cup. We were all sent to go, weren't we? If only Ireland had qualified.
He took a right hammer, didn't he? Luck of the Irish. Oh, do you remember? Do you remember we had that bet on? Give us a minute, will you?
The nurse goes. Greg's holding his pager.
Look, I know what this is going to sound like, but it's never too late to...
What? To be the person you want to be?
I wasn't going to put it quite like that myself, but...
Yeah, well, it is too late. Far too late.
Maybe you should think about moving back home.
Home? It's not going to happen.
Look, I know it's never been plain sailing, but your ma's not going to turn you away.
You don't know what you're talking about. You don't want to either.
Excuse me.
Just go.
Looking perturbed, Greg leaves the scan room while the nurse tends to Andy. Presently, Andy's lying on his back inside the CT scan machine, bathed in a violet light.
Oh, Lord, please, Lord, please forgive me. I am trying.
Has she had a morphine? No, she wouldn't let me give it to her. Mum?
No, get away. Get away. Tell her to get away. Get her away!
It's okay. It's okay.
To go. I have things to do.
She's all right.
Tell her to go. Tell her to go!
I'm sure it's just the pain, but maybe.
Elizabeth backs away.
Okay. All right. Now let me lie you back. There we go. It's okay. I've got you. No one's going to hurt you. I swear on my mum's life. Would it be okay if I gave it to you? The morphine?
Simone nods.
Yes, Trevor Higgins with an H. What other Higgins is there? Yes, I know he's a tricky case, otherwise he wouldn't need your help. Listen, you know what? Give me a call when you find this file. Thank you. Social workers.
Oh, let me guess, they mislaid his file, right?
He needs a cystoscopy, and I'm not letting him go to urology and having him fall through the net again. I'm gonna get Mr. Spence to let me do it right here.
You know, give yourself an aneurysm getting so involved.
Will I?
Sometimes you just have to accept that some patients are unhelpable.
Unhelpable, is that even a word?
Look at this.
A file.
Last October, patient discharged himself. Last November, patient never made it from ground floor to third floor. Last January, patient missed appointment, etc., etc., etc. What can you do? Nada.
Really? So what do you suggest?
Meet, greet, and street. What else? Gotta toughen up, you know? Otherwise, may as well just be a nurse.
Excuse me? I was a nurse.
Ah, I see. That makes sense now. Ah, kids are here.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I can't get. I'm stumped. Yes, Mr. Hope, we'll do. Okay, okay. Thanks, Maria.
Is that his brain scan?
Yep, just emailed it over. No sign of a stroke. But I've just been on the phone to Elliot. He seems to suggest it could be post-op sepsis.
So you called Elliot on his day off?
Yeah, your hands are full. So I've decided to repeat bloods and order broad-spectrum antibiotics.
These just came for you. Medical records. They're not too happy with you.
I think I'll get over. Anything else?
Oh, nothing at all.
So we need an insertion of a central line, a new IV, and ITU we're sending over. Mr. Douglas. Mr. Douglas, the central line?
Yeah, get someone else.
What? Where from?
Listen, Clakey, Flakey, or whatever your name is, in case you haven't noticed, this is a hospital. It's full of doctors. Just sort it.
Something in the notes has caught Greg's attention.
There we go. That's much better, isn't it? You should see me and my mum when we get going. Cat and dog. Right at each other's throats. Next minute's a love fest.
Ignoring her, Elizabeth's watching her mother drink. Chantelle nods for them to step away.
That's all I was trying to say before. You know, the rules about looking after your mum.
You what?
Recipe for disaster, isn't it? Especially because...
Do you never give it a rest? You have no idea what the hell you're talking about, no idea. So why don't you shut your mouth and stay out of it?
Elizabeth.
Upset, Chantelle walks off. Elizabeth takes Simone's hand.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I just want to go home. I don't like it here. What if they never let me go?
Mum, don't get upset.
I know. You're just trying to do the right thing.
Chantelle returns.
Nurse Tate.
Elizabeth looks apologetic.
Look,
whatever. That lady, she's here to see you. Dr. Sue Hodgson. Says she's a consultant psychiatrist.
Why didn't you say anything?
How did you find out?
Your notes. You were transferred from prison infirmary to hospital 6 years ago.
I wanted to tell you. I only got 18 months.
But what was it? Drugs? Burglary? What?
No, Cal. Worse.
Look, Andy, come on. You can tell me. What was it?
It makes me feel sick.
What makes you feel sick? What were you in prison for?
Niall.
What about Niall? This has nothing to do with Niall.
We were only...
Greg's horrified.
No. Please, God, no. Cal!
Look, this really isn't a good time. She's been in pain all morning.
I understand.
I don't want her upset in any way.
Of course not. It won't take very long.
No. I'm afraid her physical health comes first. You can't talk to her now.
Of course. In that case, it might be an idea if we had a chat. That's okay, isn't it?
Elizabeth notices Chantelle's eavesdropping. Greg's vomiting into a toilet. Wiping his mouth with his arm, he then hits the flush, stands up and unlocks the cubicle door. Andy's waiting for him outside.
Just let me explain.
In the staff room.
Please. It wasn't what you think.
No, what was it then?
Just images.
Just images? How the hell?
You know me, Cal. I wouldn't want to hurt someone like that. Oh, come on, Cal.
Stop calling me that! And this stupid thing, stop shoving it in my face. I'm done here. I'm gonna get someone else to deal with this.
No, please, no! Don't go. I need you to help me. I need you to help me stop this.
You what?
You're a doctor. You can fix me.
What do you mean he told you to get someone?
That's what he did, and now I can't find him.
Problem?
No.
I've paged him twice, and that Andy Bryan's gone as well.
Okay, I'll be right down. Are we done here?
Is Mr. Douglas struggling, perchance?
No, of course not. I just like to follow up on my post-op patients on my own. You know what it's like? Bit of a control freak.
We don't go around just chemically castrating people.
No, you mean you won't. Why won't you help me?
Andy, this is something in your mind, in here. Hormone injections will suppress it. They won't make it go away.
I used to lie awake at night, dreaming about killing him, how I'd do it, what I'd say. What he'd say when he opened the door and saw me standing there.
And you really thought that would be the end of it?
And then the bastard goes and dies on us. Out of everyone, I thought you would understand.
Understand? Understand what?
They tell you to find people from your past. And
understand what?
Because you were there.
Listen to me, I'm nothing like you. You got that? Nothing!
What the hell's going on?
Sahira saw Greg throw Andy onto a couch. Sue's with Elizabeth in Keller's staff room.
Look,
I know this is difficult, but really the intention here is to help.
What, by putting a label on my mother?
Not at all, no. Why don't you tell me a bit about her?
What do you mean?
Well, I obviously spoke to Mr. Griffin.
Of course, obviously. What did he say?
Your pastor did tell him that your mother...
thinks God talks to her. So what? She's always been a bit different. It's not a crime, is it?
But she also told Mr. Griffin the CIA are trying to get into her head. That must be pretty scary for her.
She's been a bit stressed since Gran died.
So you think she's got worse lately?
I don't really know.
I'm asking because sometimes when you know someone inside out...
She didn't mean to hurt anyone.
Maybe not.
She didn't, that's the point. She didn't start the fire, it was an accident. An accident. She was upset. She was...
upset?
Trying to get hold of me and I couldn't answer. She was frustrated and she was just getting rid of some stuff.
What kind of stuff?
What does it matter? Just pictures, pictures.
Miss Tate.
Elizabeth looks down.
My picture.
So, over here is the mobile X-ray and the mobile ultrasound.
Mr. Spence?
Yes.
Mr. Spence?
Yes.
I need to talk to you about cystoscopy.
All right, go do it. You don't need my permission.
No, it's just that I want you to supervise me.
You running a fever, Petrenko?
No. No fever. I'm just a little bit rusty.
I'll go find a room, you two.
Right, so there's a drinks machine in the corridor and a coffee bar downstairs. Why don't you take five?
Right, I am done. I will be upstairs. You just page me when it's all systems go.
Is that the cystoscopy?
Oh, yeah. And Mr. Spence is going to supervise me.
Supervise?
Mm. Mr. Spence, can I have a word?
Well, that didn't take very long.
Didn't I tell you? She's going to be all over Trevor like a rash.
I left her when she needed me. If it wasn't for my gran. She never forgave me for leaving either.
You don't have to do this on your own, you know.
No. She's my mother. I'm not locking her on some mental ward and throwing away the key.
No one's suggesting that. There are many ways to manage mental health problems these days. If we can try and understand it first, get to the roots of it.
I know what it's like. What these places are like. You get labelled, stigmatised.
Mental health wards aren't like that. But if she is ill, and it looks like she is, we can't ignore it.
Sorry, but we need you.
I gave him 5 milligrams of diazepam IV. He's stable.
Close the door.
Sahira closes the staff room door impatiently.
Andy got an 18-month prison sentence for downloading child porn. He came here looking for me, thinking I could chemically castrate him.
Did you know?
No, I didn't. I just found out.
Did something happen when you were kids?
Greg gets up, looking uneasy.
He was abused. Sexually abused by his football coach.
And you knew him too, right?
Yeah, so?
I'm just trying to get my head around all of this.
Yeah, well, it feels like you're giving me the third degree.
Of course not, Greg. I'm just trying to understand everything.
There's nothing to understand. I told you everything. The only thing left to understand is what's going on with him so we can treat him and send him on his way.
Okay.
Sorry. Thought I'd warn you. Mr. Hansen's on the lookout.
What are you doing with Annie's bag? Give it to me.
They found it in a bin on the second floor.
Bin?
Maybe you dumped it. There's not much in... that's patient property, that is. I was just taking it upstairs to...
Get onto the lab, now.
You're lying to me again!
Mum, not please. Promise you. That, just please don't shout.
That woman looked official. I know it had to do with me. What? Was it Hosey not going to take my flat?
No, of course not.
But it did have to do with me, right? Yes! You're lying. See? I can see it. I can see it, girl!
Please, please don't do this to me.
No! You're not allowed to touch it!
Why?
It's my force field.
Force field?
To it took me from all of you. My own daughter. Behind a smile. Snake! Snake! Whispering in the corners. I can hear them. I can see them. I see them through these eyes. I see everything. You listening to me?
Nicotine poisoning. You ate the cigarettes. That's what brought on all your symptoms. You knew it would because you did it once before. In Leeds. You brought on your own fit, didn't you? Why?
I didn't know where else to go.
Well, at least now we know the symptoms will go of their own accord.
Well, play, golden boy.
Right. Mr. Bryan will be moving you to a private room in a different ward.
Why?
It's for your safety just as much as anyone else's.
Anyone else's? You told her?
Mr. Douglas had to. We have a duty of care to you, Andy.
So? This is it, huh?
Yes. Your notes will move with you, and you'll be assigned to the care of another physician. I'll outline your care plan along with any other support you may need. Anything else you need to ask us?
Under the weight of Andy's tearful gaze, Greg walks out. The wheels of a gurney as it's steered through several corridors. Strip lighting passes overhead. Finally, the gurney's wheeled into a lift. Andy's sitting on it, wearing his coat and with his holdall on his lap. Frowning, he looks lost in thought. Greg's leaning back against the wall, staring up with a preoccupied expression. The sister's office on Darwin.
I know what you're doing, you know. I don't appreciate being talked about behind my back. If you have something to say, you say it to me. Not run off telling tales to Mr. Griffin. I would never do that to anyone I work with. I just think it's childish and nasty. So what if I couldn't give my mother her morphine? It wasn't an oversight.
What's all this about?
Nothing. I am.
What was all that about morphine?
Well, you know, when Nurse Lane gave my mother... Isn't that what you were talking about?
No. Of course not.
Nurse Lane was updating me on my theatre list. What's going on? I don't quite see the problem. You're assigned to her. Am I missing something?
They hurry to Simone. In AAU...
Dr. Petrenko, I just wanted to let you know that Dr. Hutchison will be assisting.
Is she? Oh.
Yeah, well, you know, she's just finished her urology rotation. She's never gotten to assist, so I just thought that...
You'd just say yes.
Hey, come on, be nice. She's green.
Excellent. All sorted. Excited?
Why should I be?
Well, students are.
The students?
Of course. They've never observed a cystoscopy before, and I thought this is such a good opportunity.
Now, hold on.
Especially as Mr. Spence is leading.
That's right. This is a teaching hospital.
Should we scrub?
Yes.
Excuse me? Mr. Higgins is my patient, and I'm not happy about this. He's very vulnerable, and I do not like the idea of an audience there. He may get agitated. And when he does...
Well? He didn't mind. I just consented him.
In theatre.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Passing the scope?
It's at this point you may encounter some resistance.
Bending the scope?
I keep the dance.
Frida's watching a screen as she performs the procedure.
That bind.
It's okay, darling.
Why don't you increase the flow of water to help pass the scope?
I thought you never assisted in one of these before.
Oh, just one or two. But not with a star player in the lead, though. You know what they're like on urology. Don't let you near the patients.
Well, we're not like that here, are we? In fact, I tell you what, Petrenko, you can do this with your eyes closed. Why don't you let the girl do it?
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Now, in
because
a delicate procedure like this,
the
only way to learn is through a hands-on experience.
I know the patient. I'm fine.
All right, ladies, That's excellent. Now just keep your eyes on the screen.
Oh, Mr. Spencer, I wouldn't...
Trevor grabs her.
I'm sorry. It's when I get stressed.
So, he's a grabber.
Greg's sitting on a lawn by the car park with his mobile to his ear.
Right, Mother.
Hello, Greg. What's the matter?
Nothing, Major. Just want to know how he's getting on. Yeah, listen, just a second, I'll call you back. Sorry.
Two uniformed police officers have pulled up in a patrol car. They both look up as they put on their hats. Other policemen are keeping an eye on a small crowd who are all staring up at the hospital building. Greg joins them, then darts around the cars and heads inside. Andy's sitting on the edge of the roof.
Burning up.
Get off me! Tell him to get off
me.
It's okay. Help me! Help me!
It's okay.
Who are you?
She shouldn't be in this much pain. You said she got her morphine.
Yeah, 10 milligrams.
Pulse is racing. All right, we're going to need bloods, FBCs, Eugenies and creatinine. And let's do a blood guess. Simone! Simone, you need to calm down. We're trying to help you.
No! This is on you! You! Get her away from me! She's after me. She wants me dead. She wants to kill me.
All right, I'm going to need to examine the wound. Simone!
Greg's bounding up flights of stairs. Rick lifts the dressing on Simone's abdominal wound.
Ah, look at that. It's gone totally septic. And there's probably more sepsis inside. She's going to need antibiotics. This is just unacceptable. What kind of patient care do you call this? Did you not check the wound?
It wasn't Chantal. It was me.
Chantel seems relieved by Elizabeth's admission. Greg rushes out of a door on the rooftop.
Andy! Andy, no!
The end of the game, Cal.
Andy, I need you to listen to me.
Stay away from me. I'm tired. So tired.
Andy, you need to come after, please.
Oh, just stay away from me.
Okay, no problem.
Trembling, Andy looks down at the car park. Sahira calls a lift.
Don't come near me, I warned you. Just do what you do best and keep your distance.
The crowd of onlookers has grown. Sahira heads up a stairwell.
Come on, come after.
Stay there. We warned you.
Okay. I swear, I'll stay here.
Greg crouches down while two police officers watch close behind.
I just want to talk.
Talk? Why? Where are you? You didn't even want to talk to me. Did you? Fair play to you. At least you were honest.
Andy whimpers desperately.
He chose me because I wanted it. Because I liked it. Because I made him.
No. Andy, you didn't.
Tonight, I was there. And I let him do it.
You were a kid. Just a kid.
You know. I enjoyed it. I must have enjoyed it.
Andy, stop it.
I should have told him where to get off. I should have told him. But I didn't. I should have.
You had no choice.
Choice? Stay away from me. How, Carl? How would you know, Carl? How would you know,
I just know, Andy.
Sahira arrives.
I know.
Greg looks into Andy's eyes with deep sincerity. Shaking with tears, Andy allows Greg to grab his arm and pull him away from danger. A policeman comes over to assist. Looking on, Sahira heard their exchange. Frida's walking alongside Trevor while a porter pushes him in a wheelchair.
Seriously, Trevor, I now got you your own social worker, and you need to understand. If you don't follow up on your appointments, you're gonna get seriously ill. Trevor, as much as we love you, we would like to see less of you.
She takes his hand and giggles. Then he's wheeled out of the ward. Michael passes him at the door. To Frida.
Dom.
They're ready to sum up.
Great.
Disappointed?
Why?
That was for me, right? The grab? Nice little surprise.
Oh, I thought you said you read his notes. But then again, you must have been distracted showing off in front of Michael Spence.
Showing off? Word of advice, don't try so hard. You should be a bit cooler with a man like Michael Spence.
Michael Spence? Oh, just to make this crystal clear, not my type.
Oh. Oh, right.
Hey, Hutchison.
To Eddie.
Ow, somebody's love struck. I'll go.
The police are just about to lead Andy to the roof door when Greg approaches him. He wears an uncomfortable expression as his old friend embraces him gratefully. On Keller Ward...
I'm sorry. I wanted to do the right thing. Is she? Will she be okay?
She's going to need to go back into theatre to get the wound properly irrigated and resutured. Look, I'm sure it came from the right place, but you've ended up putting an already fragile patient through a completely unnecessary traumatic procedure. Elizabeth, you've got to let go.
Rick walks off. In a corridor...
Greg, please, wait, Greg.
Well, I'm incredibly buoyed. You've decided to return to the day job. I asked you to captain the ship, not desert it. Poor Nurse Jones is struggling to regain breath as if she were a fish on a hook.
Well, you may have heard that there was a suicide attempt.
The roof, I'm aware. But I don't see why that necessitates both of you downing tools and rushing up there. I mean, you're not joined at the hip, are you?
Don't you ever, ever, ever stop!
Hansen raises an eyebrow at Sahira. Greg bursts into Darwin's locker room, his entire demeanour betraying his extreme agitation. Behind him, Sahira enters and closes the door discreetly.
Talk.
You. You stay away from me, you interfering cow. Get off my case and stop hassling me. And don't look at me like you know what I'm thinking, because you don't. You don't know me, get that? You never did, you never will. You know nothing about me.
He storms out. Elizabeth's carefully folding a floral nightie on a table in Keller's staff room when Chantel comes in.
She's back. We put her in the side ward where it's nice and quiet. Half-hourly ops, and Mr. Griffin said we'll see how we go.
Chantel, when she wakes up, can you give her this?
Ah, it's lovely. I love them flowers. What are they called?
Forget-me-nots.
I know what you mean. I wouldn't want my mum wearing any of them skanky gowns.
I'm sorry. You could have dobbed me in and you didn't. I was a total cow.
No, no. Don't say that. Do you want to say goodnight before you...
No, no. Better not. It's been a long day.
Okay. Night.
As Chantel heads out, holding the nightie, Elizabeth hurries to her handbag and takes out her mobile. Reading from a card, she taps in a number and holds the phone to her ear.
Hello. Can I speak with Dr. Hodgson, please? It's Elizabeth Tate. I'm calling to arrange an appointment for my mother.
Wearing casual clothes, Sahira's leaving the building carrying her purse and satchel-style leather case. Seeing Greg sitting nearby, her pace slows. Then she joins him on a picnic bench on the lawn as an ambulance passes by. He remains facing away, despite seeing her arrive.
Hey.
Hey.
She follows his distant gaze without saying a word.